Please rise for the prayers of the church. In addition to prayers for Carla, we'll also uplift Alicia. And then also we got a prayer request for a little baby, just a couple weeks old, that's having some challenges with thriving, a relative of the Narver family. His name is Wesley. But we got good news this morning. He's starting to pick up weight and doing better. But that's baby Wesley. He'll be on our prayer list in the week ahead. Let us bow our heads for prayer. Embraced by the love of God for us in Jesus, let us bring our prayers to God, trusting in His promise to deliver us in the midst of trouble. God, whose love is patient and kind, empower your church throughout the world and our community to show forth the gospel everywhere with patience and kindness. Give the leaders and all the people of the church a full measure of patience and kindness in interactions with one another. Preserve us from discord and public arguments that bring out the worst in us. Let the love you have shown us so embrace our lives that the world may notice and turn to you, God of love. Hear our prayer. God, whose love is not envious or boastful, bless the leaders of nations, our president and Congress, our governors and local leaders. Move all leaders to cease envy and boastfulness, injustice and corruption. Guide our leaders to be honorable people who do not neglect the poor and who strive toward the flourishing of all human beings. Bless those who serve in our armed forces and lift up refugees and all victims of war. Bring peace between us and our enemies, and let your peace in Christ reign over this broken world. God of love, God whose love is not arrogant or rude, come to the aid of all who are in need. As Jesus humbly entered this world as a vulnerable baby, help all of us to humbly enter the lives of those who are sick, facing surgery, or dying, to offer comfort and hope. Lord, today we uplift those who are homebound and not with us today. Lorraine, Fran, Dixie, Eileen, and Dawn. Also those who are sick and struggling with health. Kai, Bev, Wyatt and Charlie, Haley, Gail, Merle, Ava, Paul, Evan, Forrest, Rebecca, Kylie, Jim, Alicia, Gary, Joel, Ryan, Sandy, Elena and her family, Rick, Cassidy, Steve, Betty, Ron, Addie, Hope, Monty, JD, the family of Pastor Ron Leader as they mourn his passing. And Lord, especially for Carla, as she continues to gain health, we thank you for answered prayer and for really the miracle that you provided in smoothing out the details of her surgery and now recovery. Lord, also for baby Wesley, that you would watch over him and parents Matt and Janice as they stay by his side, grant him good health in the days ahead. Bring healing according to your will and peace to those whose suffering endures. Thank you for the work of doctors, nurses, and other medical professionals who work toward healing and restoration of wholeness. Guide scientists searching for cures for diseases that bring so much suffering to the world that their work leads to the healing of many. God of love, hear our prayer. God whose love is not irritable or resentful, let your joy, forgiveness, and peace flow freely in and among both the families of this congregation and all families. Empower parents and grandparents to love their children and children to love their parents. Watch over all who travel and comfort families who are separated by many miles. Guide families that their homes be places where your love is demonstrated to strangers as well as to friends. God of love, in addition to these prayers that we have spoken, we know that you, O Lord, know the thoughts of our hearts and hear also those prayers that come to you in sighs too deep for words. All of our prayer we entrust to your abiding love in the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. Congregation may be seated as we invite forward the choir for our choir anthem.